Hello and welcome to today's meditation. I'm Phoenix. You can learn more about our Project for Peace and listen to hundreds of other meditations at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform economics, financial situations, the outer world to be the change that we desire. And the shift happens inside of us. Inside of us. It happens in our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. This is the place where we plant those seeds. It doesn't happen all at once. It happens from accumulation, a lifetime, if you will, perhaps many lifetimes, of the energy that we're carrying within. And once we become conscious that we can shift the outside from the inside, it begins. The transformation begins. We are in a massive time of transformation. And I am so grateful that you are here to be part of this, to be part of the 999 spirit beings who are here to make this huge difference, this leap in consciousness. That's what we're here doing, starting with each of us individually to shift our outer world by shifting our inner world. And in so doing, we shift the greater world. We do this by coming together as we are right now in the spirit of peace, harmony, and prosperity, knowing all is well, regardless of the outside appearance of things. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God. And it's going to be twofold because there's a lot of things happening in the world that really caught my attention and happening not just out there, but happening to friends and families and people you and I know. Today's message from the book Messages from God, page 61. Is always do your best, for your best is more than enough. Always do your best, for your best is more than enough. You know, this isn't always so easy to do when, in quote, seemingly bad things seem to happen and you felt you have done your best. And what's this really all about? And how do you live with yourself? And you think it and replay it over and over and over again. Always do your best, for your best is more than enough. When I read today's message and I received a call from a friend today about a hardship she is facing in her life, asking for special prayers, it reminded me of things I've also read in the news this week with quite a bit of surprise from the human level. So let me share a few of these stories happening to real people just like you and me, could happen to any of us, where people don't seem to be acting the way you expect them to do. You're doing the best you know how to do. Maybe you've made mistakes, but you're doing the best you know how to do with all that's going on out there inside of you, in your own life, dealing with the current situation, the economics, the mental stuff that, as human beings, it's not so easy to just always be in the space inside, knowing and trusting and believing that all is well, and staying centered and grounded. And human beings, we make mistakes. We forget. We get caught up. We get overwhelmed. We have our own stuff going on, perhaps health issues, which is a whole spiritual conversation itself. But stuff's going on, and things don't always seem to play out the way you intended them to go or you would hope they would go. And you rely on human beings to do the right thing when you maybe forget, to at least honor their word or take the higher path. And in these, what some would call trying times, especially the last 2 years, when the economy dropped, not just in America but across the world, and people seem to lose so much and you don't hear about it as often, are continuing to do that. And yet, people who seem to have money in the first place received more money, and the average person really didn't. In fact, utilities across the board, banking fees are all going up, taxes all going up, and many of those entities received more money. And the people they want to take the money from for services rendered have not. And so we find ourselves in this trying time, people attempting to do their best. And I share with you today's message to remind you, that's all you can do. Always do your best, for your best is more than enough. What does that mean? What does it mean for the man in Tennessee who forgot to pay his $75 annual fee to the fire company because he lives outside the city limits, and to get service, he has to pay $75. And he forgot, and there happened to be a fire, and they called the police. His son was doing something in the backyard. The fire got out of control. I think they were burning wood, leaves, something like that. You know, it's fall right now. Fire got out of control. They called the fire company, and all they could tell him is, you owe us money, $75. They didn't rush out. Eventually, they showed up. The house was pretty much almost gone. There, the firemen watched it burn. And finally, just because there was just a little bit left, they came to put out the fire. Too late. That family lost all, more than their house, their memories, all that meant to them, you know, living in a, we know it's an attachment. It's a human attachment. And yet, that's all they had. A home is someone's biggest investment for most people in their entire life. And with it comes so many things we stereotypically associate with that home. So either way, city services, someone's going to help out this family. All they had to do was save $5 and say, hey, the man offered to pay. He said, I'll find it. Please excuse me. I've got a fire going on. And they, here in America, let that man's house burn down. Over $75. Now, I know they were making a statement, I guess, a principle, so people would not, so they would pay and see what would happen if you don't pay. But somehow, it seems un-American, not spiritual, and against the whole human consciousness to come from this place, an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth, or however that saying goes. This is not the higher path. These times we're living in, there are many stories like that, where you expect people to do the right thing, you've done the best you could, you maybe made a mistake, and you expect them to take the higher path, the path of human consciousness, God consciousness, humanity, heart consciousness. And in these times, in these transformational times, unfortunately, it may take many stories like that person for consciousness to be raised. By seeing what's not working, hearts will be opened. People will demand a new way to be treated, a higher way to be treated. Not that I'm saying let this continue. Today we will focus on situations like that, to come within our hearts, find the love, to raise the energy, to guide people to do what they say. And a friend called today with an urgent plea for prayers. For whatever reason, she's in a position to lose her house. She almost did, literally. And apparently it's been going on and off for a year. I know these things don't just happen overnight. And yet the time has come. The time actually is past time. The bank approached her, or she approached them, to come up with new terms to refinance the terms for the mortgage, which we hear in the news how banks are doing. And then, for whatever reason, just when this friend was feeling secure, okay, we're going to work it out, the bank, without her being aware of it, changed the rules. Perhaps she missed something in the mail. I don't really know. But the rules appeared to be missed, to be changed, and her house was set up for auction, which they do the first of the month. And curiously enough, it didn't happen. whatever price tag the bank put on her house, no one went for it. Not at its lowest part. They usually start with a low amount and expect it to go up. It didn't happen. So we are here, we have an opportunity to bring forth the energy. See God's will working through the situations, these economic crises that people are facing right now that are not making the news big time as they did a year and a half ago. It's still going on. I know people are tired of hearing, in quote, bad news. I understand. Let's approach this from the place. People are doing their best, and they need more enlightenment. Raise the energy level. Bring up higher degree, because a lot of people are worn out. They maybe have been doing their best. Maybe they have other life situations going on. They've lost track. They're stressed. They're in overwhelm. Perhaps they don't even have the money in the first place. Today, let's come together to help those people who are dealing with situations in their homestead. Economy, when we focus on this meditation for the economy, it's about managing your home. Today, let's do that, not just for ourselves, specifically for those people like the man in Tennessee, for my friend, for people you know of or heard about or read about, or just know exist. Let's raise the energy to allow them to continue doing their best. Without guilt, without feeling that pressure, although it's not always easy as a human being, about the potential threat and loss, to find that strength, connection, deep inside. Putting your faith in divine love and God, knowing no matter what happens, when you do your best, it will work out better than you can expect. That's what we have to remember. And perhaps for that man in Tennessee, a better way will show up. More assistance he probably needed for a long time, will show up. For my friend, there's still an opportunity that her house may be safe and the bank will do the right thing, what they intended to do all along, as they were given money to do all along with the so-called bailout to help refinance that house at a level that will work for her to be able to pay it off and everyone feels good. The bank has done their best, the friend has done the best, and everyone wins. There's a way. There's enough time. Now's the right time. So we want to hold this space for integrity. Integrity being wholeness. That all entities, the people, the homeowners, the banks, the mortgage companies, the public service companies, all come together to do their best. Now, under grace. From this place, and if you're one of those people in one of those stressful situations, it's always about remembering. Not always so easy when you're in this, when the friction is hitting right now. There are no accidents. Everything is happening for the highest and best good. There's a higher message here. No matter how dire it is, there is a right and perfect way. There is a right and perfect spiritual solution. And so we come inside and we'll come to pray. We come to call on the forces of love, divine love. I invite you now to join me in meditation for my friend, for your friends, for yourself, for the unknown thousands, perhaps millions of other people being affected in similar ways right now. Breathing in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling your chest rise and fall like the waves of the ocean. Focusing inside. Dropping below the waves. Into the stillness deep within. Coming into your heart center. Feeling the peace. Seeing the light, focusing on this light. Focusing on this light, this portal to the divine, your soul calling out to you. And as you do, it becomes brighter and brighter, lighter and lighter, wider and wider, feeling God's love shining through you. Bringing light into the darkness. Bringing peace revitalized energy renewing energy this light in you the same light in each of us. Feel yourself filled with God's light. And in this light, feel the presence of my friend, the family in Tennessee, hundreds and thousands and millions of people in need right now of managing their home, their personal economics, in need for a gift from God to find the peace, security, and harmony and within themselves, with God, with the physical entities and public services, the banks and mortgage companies. See that light in them and each of those companies, corporations, public service utility companies, the entities, the people. Feel the light in each of them, in each of us. Feel the light from your heart spreading out from you in this huge circle surrounding them in a golden white circle of God's pure love from your hearts and each of our hearts, and circling all these beings with divine love. And hear these words that Moses said when he faced what he thought was the ultimate end. Thought, did God play a not-so-funny joke on me, releasing us from Egypt? And we run right smack into the Red Sea, and our way is blocked? Are we here to lose it all anyways, no matter how much we've done our best and done everything we thought we were supposed to do? And there he said, hold this feeling as you hear these words. God, with the power of your right hand, resolve this problem now. With the power of your right hand, release this problem now. Feel that commitment, that knowingness flowing through Moses as he said those words. Feel that energy flowing through your heart, connecting every being in these trying times now, facing the potential loss of their house for any reason, that God, with the power of God's right hand, the problem is resolved now. Feel, know, see God's golden white light touching every single heart, guiding them to truly do their highest and best good now, to be their most excellent self now, do God's right thing now. A prayer. God, with the power in your right hand, release this problem now. Taruma, Taruma, Taruma. Feel God's love working now through you. Feel the golden light within you filling brighter and brighter. Reaching out all in need of God's grace now, from your heart to their heart, from California to Tennessee and everywhere in between. See this golden globe, circle of light encompassing all, transforming all now the power and presence of God's love working perfectly now under grace. Feel the energy pulsating through you. see and feel the energy being received. As homeowners and mortgage representatives, utility company representatives, bankers, hearts are ignited with God's love, feeling the inner urging to do their best now. There is time. Feel love pulsating through you, through them. See the light turning on across America, across the globe. Thousands of spirit beings being called to follow higher consciousness now, to take the path of least destruction and the highest and best good for all involved. Feel the love. Knowing God knows exactly where to send your light. For your light is God's light. Feel the assurance. It is done. It is done. Now, dear ones, it's time to consciously bring your light back in, giving thanks and gratitude to those doing their best every day in their human capacity, sending them love and thanks and gratitude for continuing to hold the space, be open to receive God's next right steps for them now. And give thanks to all the bankers and mortgage companies and utility companies, the people who work there, for opening their hearts to receive and follow God's higher direction now. And we give thanks for all on this call who opened their hearts, for all now to be vessels of God's pure love. And we give thanks to God for being here, being our safety net, being our guide, being our supply, knowing all is well, and we are each sincerely blessed. Now, as we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle breaths. Consciously aware of vibration, the waves of the universe, going in, to, through, and around us. Breathing into your heart. Breathing into your head. Breathing into your hands as you squeeze your fingers ever so gently, awakening the body temple. Breathing into your feet, squeezing your toes as well, feeling grounded, solidly here, now, balanced and in harmony. Welcome back, dear one. Thank you for being you. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We help transforming our lives to be love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, unity, and oneness. Do the best you can do in life, and that is good enough. Hold the space for integrity for all parties involved. A perfect solution is at hand in the most benevolent way. Let there be heart energy. It is done under grace. Om. Om. Om.
And yes, it is done under grace. God bless. Namaste.